Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. Thank you. Ninth canto, chapter 11. Lord Ramachandra rules the world. Text 19. Smaratam hridi vinyasya vidam dandaka kantakai swapada palavam rama atma jyotir agatata smaratam hridi vinyasya Vidham dandaka kantakai Sapada palavam rama Atma jyotir agatata Smaratam hridi vinyasya Vidham dandaka kantakai Sapada palavam rama Atma Jyotir Agatata. Vaishnavis. Smaratam, of persons who always think of him. Hridi, in the core of the heart. Vinyasya, placing. Vidham, pierced. Dandaka kantakai, by thorns in the forest of Dandakaranya. While Lord Ramachandra was living there. Swapada palavam, the petals of his lotus feet. Rama, Lord Ramachandra. Atma jyoti, the rays of his bodily luster, known as the Brahma jyoti. Agat, entered, Tata, beyond the Brahmajyoti, or in his own Vaikuntha planet. Translation. After completing the sacrifice, Lord Ramachandra, whose lotus feet were sometimes pierced by thorns when he lived in Dandakaranya, placed those lotus feet in the hearts of those who always think of him. Then he entered his own abode, the Vaikuntha planet, beyond the Brahmajyoti. Purport. The lotus feet of the Lord are always a subject matter for meditation for devotees. Sometimes, when Lord Ramchandra wandered in the forest of Dandakaranya, thorns pricked his lotus feet. The devotees, upon thinking of this, would faint. The Lord does not feel pain or pleasure from any action or reaction of this material world. But the devotees cannot tolerate even the pricking of the Lord's lotus feet by a thorn. This was the attitude of the gopis when they thought of Krishna wandering in the forest with pebbles and grains of sand pricking his lotus feet. This tribulation in the heart of a devotee cannot be understood by karmis, gyanis, or yogis. The devotees who cannot tolerate even thinking of the Lord's lotus feet being pricked by a thorn were again put into tribulation by thinking of the Lord's disappearance. For the Lord had to return to his abode after finishing his pastimes in this material world. The word Atmajyoti is significant. The Brahmajyoti, which is greatly appreciated by gyanis or monistic philosophers who desire to enter into it for liberation, is nothing but the rays of the Lord's body. Yasya prabha prabhavato jagaranda koti kotish vashesha vasudhari vibhuti binnam tad brahma nishkalam anantam vashesha bhutam govindam adi purusham tamaham bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who is endowed with great power. The glowing effulgence of his transcendental form is the impersonal Brahman, which is absolute, complete, and unlimited, and which displays the varieties of countless planets with their different opulences in millions and millions of universes. Brahma Sanhita. The Brahma Jyoti is the beginning of the spiritual world, and beyond the Brahma Jyoti are the Vaikuntha planets. In other words, the Brahma Jyoti stays outside the Vaikuntha planets, just as the sunshine stays outside the sun. To enter the sun planet, one must go through the sunshine. Similarly, when the Lord or his devotees enter the Vaikuntha planets, they go through the Brahma Jyoti. The gyanis, or monistic philosophers, because of their impersonal conception of the Lord, cannot enter the Vaikuntha planets, but they also cannot stay eternally in the Brahma Jyoti. Thus, after some time, they fall again to this material world. Aruya krishchena param param tata patantyato nadvritta yushmad angraya. The Vaikuntha planets are covered by the Brahma Jyoti, and therefore one cannot properly understand what those Vaikuntha planets are unless one is a pure devotee. Om Agyana Chirmidandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshun Militang Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nithananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasati Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Lord Ramachandra has his own abode in the Vaikuntha planets. We're hearing how the Brahma Jyoti can also be described as Atma Jyoti, the rays of the Lord's own body, clarifying very clearly that the Brahma Jyoti is not independent or existing as all in all. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Brahmano hi pratishtaham. I am the basis of the Brahma Jyoti. I'm the basis of the impersonal Brahman. We're getting a geographical description of how the devotees, as well as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, go to the Vaikuntha planets. They pass through the Brahma Jyoti, or that Atma Jyoti. Lord Ramachandra's Ayodhya is past the Vaikuntha planets of Lakshmi Narayan. This you can hear about in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, the exquisite BBT edition. The character Sanatan Goswami presents, Gopa Kumar, he was in Vaikuntha for some time, even though he's a devotee of Madan Gopal, Goloka Vrindavan. But he's giving you a tour of the whole spiritual world. So there he is in Vaikuntha, in the planets where Lakshmi Narayan predominate. And he's actually not completely satisfied. It's not that he has material dissatisfaction like we experience in the material world, but he's feeling spiritual dissatisfaction, no material contamination in it, because he's not yet situated in his original constitutional location as a cowherd boy in Goloka Vrindavan. Yet, he's there in Vaikuntha, and he sees the opulence, he sees the splendor. After some time, though, Narada Muni notices things aren't quite right with you. And Narada Muni confesses, yes, there is a higher abode. I myself lament that I'm not there. You may recall from Chaitanya Leela how Shrivas Thakur of the Panchatattva reveals himself as Narada Muni in the mood of Narada Muni. Because when Srup Damodar starts talking about Vrindavan and all its opulences, what are the opulences of Vrindavan? Milk, flowers, flower gardens, forest minerals. When Shrivas Thakur hears that, he starts laughing. How could anyone consider these features of Vrindavan to be so special? Let me tell you about my Lakshmi Devi, the goddess of fortune. She sits on an incomparable throne of jewels. Compared to that, the opulences of Vrindavan are just insignificant. Then Srup Damodar presents a whole shastric presentation of Vrindavan, where every step is dance, every word is song, the water is all nectar, the ground is all touchstones, and even Shrivas Thakur becomes affected. Especially since Lord Chaitanya told Shrivas Thakur, what are you telling this stuff to Srup Damodar? Why? Srup Damodar is a pure devotee of Vrindavan, and you're just feeling your identity as Narada Muni. You're a Vaikuntha devotee. Srivas is Goloka Vrindavan. So after Shrivas Thakur heard the glories from Srup Damodar of Vrindavan, he began to dance in ecstasies, making sounds by slapping under his armpits. And then a whole wild kirtan developed amongst Lord Chaitanya and his followers. So, that Narada Muni, who appears in the Panchatattva, he was advising Gopa Kumar, yes, there's something you need to make further journey to. You need to get to Goloka. But I tell you, here's how to do it. Before you go to Goloka, in which your first aim there is Dwarka. Before you get to Dwarka, stop by Ayodhya. So Gopa Kumar was wondering, Ayodhya? I'm supposed to be with Madan Gopal in Vrindavan. But Narada Muni told him, if you stop by Ayodhya, it'll help you to appreciate Goloka. And then Narada explained a very interesting point. He said, when you're in love with someone, even the slightest fragrance of the beloved perceived elsewhere increases your love. So even though you're not a Ram Bhakta, by going to Ayodhya, you'll detect a fragrance of your beloved Madan Gopal, and that'll help you. So Gopa Kumar went to Ayodhya. As he approached Ayodhya, what was happening? He looked around and he saw monkeys jumping here and there. And the monkeys saw him with his flute, because Gopa Kumar is a cowherd boy. They saw his flute and they snatched the flute out of his hands. Why? Sanatan Goswami says, either they wanted Gopa Kumar to be a Ram Bhakta, and what are you doing carrying a flute? You know, that flute, that stuff comes from somewhere else. Or they were attracted to the flute. In either case, they took it out of his hands. Then Gopa Kumar comes upon some human beings, more beautiful than even in Vaikuntha, the abode of Lakshmi Narayan. And then he comes upon Ramchandra, Lakshman, Sita, and Hanuman. Hanuman comes to greet him. And after greeting him for some time, with one bound, Hanuman goes right back to the side of Ram, because that's its eternal service. So Sanatan Goswami explains that Ayodhya is more affectionate than Vaikuntha, but not as affectionate as Dwarka. Because Dwarka is where Gopa Kumar is going to begin his entry into the topmost portion of the spiritual world. He'll go from Dwarka and eventually wind up in Vrindavan. So Narada Muni explains that awe and reverence predominates the Vaikuntha planets of Lakshmi Narayan. But when you get to Ayodhya, affection starts to increase. Especially because Lord Ram is very humble and modest as he sits on his throne with his bow. We may have the impression that Ram is very regal and kind of, maybe even with our material mind, we think he's kind of stiff. No. His modesty is so stunning. His humility, that kind of composure that he has is one of the main things that Gopa Kumar notices. In this verse, you hear that the devotees of Lord Ram, they have anxiety, which has a whiff of the way the gopis have anxiety when Krishna walks through the forest. You know that Krishna's body is so soft that even if a freshly grown leaf touches his body, the body changes colors. That's how sensitive and delicate the Satchidananda Rupa of Krishna is. So when Krishna walks through the forest, the gopis back in the town, they're thinking, his feet, how can they bear the touch of any little pebble, especially of a thorn in the forest? And that's their anxiety. That transcendental anxiety which has no material component. Reminiscent of that, or giving you a lesser fragrance of that anxiety of the gopis when Krishna goes to the forest, is the anxiety caused when Ramchandra was in Dandakaranya. And no doubt thorns pricked his lotus feet. And therefore, Prabhupada says, the devotees, upon thinking of this, would faint. But then, Srila Prabhupada clarifies to make sure we don't go off track philosophically. The Lord does not feel pain or pleasure from any action or reaction of this material world. But the devotees cannot tolerate even the pricking of the Lord's lotus feet by a thorn. In Ram Lila, we get some understanding of transcendental anxiety. If you look at all the ordeals that Lord Ram went through to rescue his wife, yes, as Prabhupada points out, you can take it that marriage is not easy. Ramchandra could have easily taken so many more wives. He's a Kshatriya. He's Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he's in the role of Ram, powerful Kshatriya. Ramchandra as a plenary expansion of Krishna. Krishna married 16,008 wives. Why did Ram simply stick with Sita? He was demonstrating. The Bhagavatam tells us. He's demonstrating that if you marry, you got to stick it out and go through some ordeals. But, of course, there's a higher meaning. The Vipralamba Seva. Ramchandra was giving you a whiff of the feelings of separation experienced in the topmost portion of the spiritual world in Radha Krishna Lila. He's just giving a whiff in that his separation from Sita was actually relishing love in separation. Similarly, when Ram apparently banishes Sita due to rumors about her infidelity, and Sita enters into the earth and disappears from the world. Again, this is sporting, so to speak, in Vipralamba Seva, love in separation. They're tasting that. It's actually enjoyable. Separation in the material world is very painful. One of the descriptions given of the material world is separation from what you like, and you're always meeting with what you don't like. Whereas the sambhoga, the meeting, and the vipralamba, the separation on the spiritual platform, has nothing to do with the contaminations and distresses of the material energy. Lord Chaitanya is Krishna tasting the feelings of separation. And Krishna is Lord Chaitanya tasting the position of being the enjoyer. So they are one and the same and yet different. It's not that Lord Chaitanya is like an incarnation of Krishna in the same way as you would say Ram or Lakshman or others. No, Lord Chaitanya is Swayam Bhagavan. He is the original personality of Godhead, just as Lord Krishna is the original personality of Godhead. So this is beyond our material intelligence to logically analyze how the one Supreme Absolute Truth exists eternally as two original personalities of Godhead, Krishna and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Lord Chaitanya was touring South India, what did he find? He found that most Vaishnavas were devotees of Ramchandra. He found that the followers of Madhvacharya, who were supposed to worship Lakshmi Narayan, they were focusing on Ramchandra. And certainly he found the followers of Ramanujacharya. They were also focused on Ram. So Lord Chaitanya established that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead when he met up with Ramdas Vipra. He was somewhere in South India near Rameshwar, and he met this Brahmana who invited him home for lunch. So Lord Chaitanya went, but lunch wasn't happening. And so after a while, Lord Chaitanya asked, when will lunch be? And the brahmana replied, don't you understand? We don't have sufficient vegetables for lunch because Lakshman has not come back yet from the forest. You know, we're in the forest. And Sita Devi has to cook the vegetables. So this was no, like, artifice. This was no artificial kind of drama Ramdas Vipra was demonstrating. No, we have to understand, this was his mental absorption. This is his Raganuga. His mind is totally absorbed in feeling separation from Ram. Where is Ram? Lakshman hasn't brought the vegetables yet. Sita Devi hasn't cooked yet. How can we eat? Then, by the time 3 o'clock came around, which is late for lunch, the brahmana started cooking and preparing lunch. Lord Chaitanya approved of his method of worship. Lord Chaitanya approved of this Ram Bhakta's feelings of separation and being absorbed in the whole Ram Bhava. Then, after lunch, Lord Chaitanya noticed that this Ramdas Vipra was looking very depressed and sad. And Lord Chaitanya asked him, why this attitude? You're so forlorn. And the brahmana replied, I don't know why I'm still living. I know many of you have heard this Leela before, but let's try to pick up more on the intensity of what this brahmana is going through. His absorption in his Ram Bhava that Lord Chaitanya is noticing. He said, why am I still living? I can't bear the thought that the Jagat Mata, the mother of the universe, has been touched by Ravana. Sita, the Lord's own consort, has been touched by that demon. I can't go on living, yet I don't die. So Lord Chaitanya explained to him that there's no way that someone who's material can have anything to do with what is spiritual. With material senses, with material bodies. No one can access the Supreme Absolute Truth and the internal potencies of the Lord. And certainly, Sita Devi is no material person, has no material body. So Lord Chaitanya explained to him generally like that. The material has no access to the spiritual, even though the material comes from the Supreme Spiritual Source. Just like, even though the clouds are created by the sun, in that the sun evaporates ocean and river water and forms clouds, so in that sense the clouds come from the sun, yet the purpose of the clouds is to cover the sun. So similarly, even though the material energy comes from Krishna, he says that in Bhagavad Gita, Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo Matta Sarvam Pravartate. I am the origin of everything, material and spiritual. So even though the material comes from Krishna, it has a particular purpose to cover Krishna and the spiritual reality and the spiritual truth from our vision. So Lord Chaitanya explained to him the basic knowledge that the material has no access to the spiritual. Therefore, don't worry. There's no way that Ravana could have actually touched Sita. And Lord Chaitanya left it at that, with the general tattva, the general philosophy. Then, while Lord Chaitanya went further in South India, he came upon Brahmanas who had access to the remnants of the Kurma Purana. We don't have the whole Kurma Purana, but Lord Chaitanya encountered some chapters from it. And especially significant was the chapter in which it described what happened when Ravana thought he kidnapped Sita. He actually kidnapped Amaya Sita. We know that, but let's think about how the Lord's energies are at work here. Without having energies, there's no meaning to the supreme absolute truth. Therefore, the Upanishads point out, parasya shaktir vividaiva shriyate. A prime characteristic of the supreme absolute truth is the possession of multifarious energies. So this is what happened when Ravana thought he had grabbed Sita and taken her to his abode. He actually, by the working of the Lord's energies, kidnapped a Maya Sita. And then the Kurma Purana gives the details that Agni Dev came and took the real Sita to his abode. And further detail, he took her to the palace of Parvati, the consort of Lord Shiva. So Ravana never touched, of course. He never touched the real Sita. And Lord Chaitanya had already explained that to the Brahmana in a general way. But now you get the details from the Kurma Purana. And Lord Chaitanya was listening to that. And then, after the conquest of Lanka, and there was a test made of Sita's chastity, she entered into the fire. At that time, Agni Dev brought the real Sita back, who emerged from the fire, and the Maya Sita disappeared. So Lord Chaitanya heard this, and thinking of his devotee, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is always thinking of his devotees as Bhaktavatsala. So Lord Chaitanya said, I need this Shastra. I need, in fact, the original. He's thinking how to save this Brahmana's life, who's wanting to die. He's not taking care of himself because he can't bear the thought that Ravana touched Sita. He's such a devotee. So Lord Chaitanya asked for the original leaf of the manuscript. And, of course, the Brahmanas copied the Shastra, and then they gave Lord Chaitanya the original. And he went back to Ramdas Vipra. And he said, look at this. And the Brahmana, Ramdas Vipra, was so overwhelmed with gratitude. But what did he see? He said to Lord Chaitanya, I'm looking at Sakshat Sri Raghunandana. I'm seeing Lord Ramchandra as you. I don't see a sannyasi. I see Ramchandra. During Mahaprabhu's Mahaprakash Leela, when he revealed what every devotee individually wanted to see, I believe at the house of Srivas Thakur, for 24 hours, he just asked devotees, what do you want? What do you want to see? And he would reveal that in his form. So there's a devotee of Lord Chaitanya named Murari Gupta, and he's a devotee of Ram. So during the Mahaprakash Leela, he saw Lord Chaitanya as Lord Ramchandra because that was his heart's desire. This Murari Gupta was a physician. His house, the location of his house, you'll still find in Mayapur today. You can go there. He was a physician, but he could cure not only the body, but he could also cure the soul. And he was a grihastha, so he supported his family through his earnings as a physician. And his humility was always commented upon by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One day, Lord Chaitanya decided to prevail in a certain way upon Murari Gupta. He told him, why are you worshipping Lord Ram? Why your focus on Ram? Don't you know about Krishna? Krishna is the Parama Madhurya, the ultimate sweetness. Krishna is the most beautiful. Krishna's pastimes have no comparison. His loving exchanges with the devotees. Why are you focused on Ram? Stop your Ram focus. And from now on, focus on Krishna. What could Murarigupta do? Lord Chaitanya has ordered him. I'm your servant. Whatever you say, I'll do. So that night, Murarigupta just tossed and turned. I've got to focus on Krishna. I've got to let go of Ram. I can't do it. I can't do it. But Mahaprabhu has ordered me what to do. I want to die. Just see the intensity of these devotees when they feel that there's some discrepancy in their spiritual life. They'd rather die than go on in a way they think is ingenuine or inauthentic. This is how intensely focused their bhakti is. The next morning, Murarigupta goes to Mahaprabhu and says, please, please, there's only one solution. Let me die. You ordered me, and it's my duty to follow your order. But I can't. I can't take myself away from Ramchandra. Lord Chaitanya then presented the ultimate reality. Sakshat Hanuman. You are directly Hanuman. How can you leave Ram? The same thing happened with Rupa Goswami and Stanton Goswami's younger brother, Anupama. Just think, to be pressured by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to give up your Ishtadeva, your worshipable Lord, or to be pressured by Rupa and Sanatan Goswami. We don't know what kind of transcendental pressure that is. But Rupa and Sanatan, they told this to Anupama. Anupama is the father of Jiva Goswami. They told him, just like Mahaprabhu told Murarigupta, why are you worshiping Ram? And then again, they would describe the special qualifications of Krishna that Krishna doesn't share with any other incarnations or expansions. Oh, his beautiful form, his wonderful, loving pastimes, the flute playing, being surrounded by such intimate, loving devotees. These four things put Krishna in a class of his own. How can you worship Ram? Stop it. So, older brothers have said, what could Anupama do? Just as Murarigupta did, all night long, he thrashed about. I've got to stop worshiping Ram. I've got to focus on Krishna. Next morning, just like Murarigupta, he went to Rupa and Sanatan and told them, I can't do it. I can't do it. I've sold my head to the lotus feet of Ram. I can't take it away. In telling this, Lord Chaitanya commented that this shows the real bhakti, that the devotee cannot separate from the object of his love. Even if that object, even if the Supreme Personality of Godhead wants to separate, the devotee can't relinquish. And even if the devotee wants to separate, the Lord can't relinquish. If the devotee, we're talking about a real devotee, tries to get away from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Lord himself drags the devotee back by his hair. You can't get away from me. Mm-hmm. This is the ultimate kind of security. This is real social security. You try to get away from Krishna, you try to get away from devotional service, and Krishna himself drags you back. Similarly, if the Lord tries to separate from his devotee, the devotee cannot relinquish his grip on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Lord Chaitanya explained that this is the case with Anupama. This is the case with Murarigupta. We spoke about how Lord Chaitanya, in his tour of South India, found basically almost all the Vaishnavas were Ramchandra Bhaktas, Ram Bhaktas. You may note that when Srila Prabhupada toured South India, again, Ram Bhaktas everywhere. The Prabhupada would always speak, Swayam Bhagavan Krishna. Ekaleshwar Krishna. Krishna is the original personality of Godhead. He is the cause of all causes, Sarva Karna Karna. And as only as Giriraj Maharaj was telling me yesterday how he was in Mumbai in the early days of the Juhu Temple. And there was one disciple of Prabhupada from India who was... It was Ram's appearance day. And so this disciple had some administrative post in the Juhu Temple. So he announced that we'll be having Ram Bhajan all day and in the evening. because in India, actually, amongst the general people and their popular knowledge, Ram is more popular than Krishna. Sita Ram, Lakshman, Hanuman. So this devotee is coming from India. So he thought, here we are at Radharasa Bihari's temple. It's Ram's appearance day. Ram bhajan all day. Special focus on Ram. What happened? Prabhupada stopped it. Following in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya, Srila Prabhupada, as a devotee of Mahaprabhu, kept the focus on Swayam Bhagavan Krishna, Bhagavan Krishna. Just as Rupa Goswami does in the freshly released BBT edition of Laghu Bhagavatamrita. Sanatan Goswami did Brihad Bhagavatamrita, but Rupa Goswami did Laghu, the smaller Bhagavatamrita, the smaller nectarian commentary on Bhagavatam. And his main purpose was that there's so many people thinking Vishnu is the cause of all causes. They don't understand Krishna. So Rupa Goswami wanted to explain Krishna Tattva and let everyone know that Krishna is the original personality of Godhead. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada, even when traveling in South India, would always stress Krishna as the supreme personality of Godhead. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would also, he and his followers would celebrate some aspects of Ram Leela, like Ram Vijay, the day Lord Ram and his armies conquered Lanka. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers, they would celebrate that. Lord Chaitanya would dress all his associates as monkey soldiers. And then, they would attack some structure or whatever, considering it to be the fort of Lanka. And so they would attack the fort. Lord Chaitanya would also celebrate Deepavali. Now they say Diwali. It's actually Deepavali. Victorious entrance back into Ayodhya. So there are many subordinate themes in the life of a follower of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Krishna. But we never forget that Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead and Lord Chaitanya is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Chaitanya is Krishna tasting feelings of separation. He's tasting the feelings of his dearmost devotee in her. The feelings of separation of Srimati Radharani. He can't do that as Krishna. And Krishna is Lord Chaitanya. This is how Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains it, by the way. Krishna is showing how to enjoy, but Lord Chaitanya doesn't do that. Lord Chaitanya is not the supreme enjoyer. He's not in that role, even though he's Krishna. He's in the role of the enjoyed. So in order for Lord Chaitanya to enjoy, directly, he comes as Krishna. And in order for Krishna to taste the feelings of separation that a devotee has, Krishna comes as Lord Chaitanya. This is how Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains it. So it's not like one appears from the other. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is like an avatar of Krishna, just as Ram Adi Murti Sukala Niyamena Tishtan, Nan Avatar Akarod Bhuvanesha. No. Both Mahaprabhu and Krishna exist simultaneously and they have their special districts in the topmost planet, Goloka Vrindavan. In Goloka Vrindavan, Lord Chaitanya has his district where he exists eternally, and Krishna has his district. And sometimes devotees go either one or the other or both. Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that. There are devotees who exist both in Lord Chaitanya's part of Goloka Vrindavan and Krishna's part, and there are devotees who just exist in Lord Chaitanya's part, and they exist just in, or they exist just in Krishna's part. So it is fascinating how Krishna and his avatars, and Krishna as his original form, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how they interact. So here, just as Narada Muni told Gopa Kumar, if you're really in love with someone, anywhere you see, just anywhere you smell just a fragrance, a small fragrance of the beloved, will be beneficial, you'll be attracted. Therefore, even though you're not a Ram Bhakta, you're a devotee of Madan Gopal in Goloka Vrindavan, still, on your way to Goloka Vrindavan, it'll be helpful to stop by Ayodhya. I will stop here. Any questions? Bhrigupati Prabhu has advised me I should say any questions about anything. Yes.
Thank you for a nice class, Prabhu or Maharaja. I was just wondering, what about devotees within our society who may have some predilection for worshiping a particular form, like Ramchandra or Vishnu or something like that? How do they kind of fit in?
Well, to tell you the truth, often it's like, I give this example. Some 7 or 8 year old boys and girls saying, "Ooh, he likes you, she likes you." It's kind of like, it's kind of immature often. It's just like, "Oh, I like Jagannath more than Krishna." It's sentiment. It's not offensive, but generally it's often sentiment. But that's why I took care in telling the Leela about Ramdas Vipra to mention that this was no artificial construct he was going to. We haven't taken lunch because Lakshman has not brought the vegetables. Sita has not cooked. It was not like he's doing some mental mental gymnastics or mental adjustment. He was into that bhava completely. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya approved. So yes, you see in the examples of Murari Gupta, Anupama, they're really into it as their constitutional position. And indeed, Lord Chaitanya told Murari Gupta, "Sakshat Hanuman, you're directly Hanuman. You are Hanuman." That's how Hanuman appears in Chaitanya Leela. So there's a big difference between some superficial, "Oh, I like this, and I don't like that. I like these deities more than those deities." It's nice, but we don't take it so seriously. Just like you don't take it so seriously when a 7-year-old says, "I like her." You wait for the maturation process to further. And certainly, Ramdas Vipra was at the peak of the maturation process. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya approved. He's not just mentaling out. He's not being superficial. He's into the bhava. So I approve of that method of worship. Okay? All right. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Sunnis Devamrita Maharaj ki jai.